So today against Shapovalov, huge win. About the rain delay, what'd you do with a short rain delay, not the long ones you had before? How'd you do with the short rain delay?
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird situation. I haven't played many situations like that, and we were all stuck in the locker room for 10 minutes, and then we went straight on court. We were, I think, one of the first courts that got in. So then the ball kids were missing, so we stayed there for a bit. But, you know, I'm happy how I managed that, because I got the break straight away, and then I went up 5-2, so I'm happy for that. And and I'm just happy how I tried and I got the little chances that he gave me during the match, because I think I broke him in the only two games that I had the break points, so that was something that I wanted to do, and I tried to do it, and I'm happy that it worked.
So you were serving for the match, he broke you for serving, but you go to the tiebreaker, and you're able to win in the tiebreaker, which is pretty amazing after he just broke you on that side.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to say anything about that game. I think he played an amazing tennis, because from 5-3 to 6-5 for him, I think I won 1 point, 2 points, I don't know, and he was playing unbelievable. So what can I say is that I'm happy that in the 6-5, that was, I think, a key moment for the set. I stayed there, and I managed pretty well, and then the tiebreak, you never know, it's a lottery always, but today even more, that it started to be a bit windy from one side, so it wasn't easy to play, but I'm happy how I saved the set point, and then at the end, I won the match, and I was just happy, because I was starting to be a bit nervous, it was a really tough match and was very tight, so I'm happy for that.
So you're out there, and it seems like it's a soccer match, because you have here all the music and the noise and everyone's talking. How do you stay focused on just playing tennis when there's so much noise around you? It's a fun atmosphere, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's different, but what can I say is that I played in Court BB, where there is the restaurant, to the first round, and I think that's the worst court ever to play, because
you can smell them making hamburgers there. Right?
You can smell the food, and then they are talking like the whole time, so you don't have any silence or anything. So after that match, I think I can play everywhere.
Talk about New York. I was there. What a run in New York to beat Cameron Norrie. Made it to the third round, played fourth round Alcaraz in the main court. Just an amazing atmosphere down there.
Yeah, I think that was the best tournament that I played last year, and I think it's the tournament that gave me a lot of confidence to play for the next, because I won some important matches against Norrie, like you said, but also against Fils. And then I played in the biggest stadium of tennis, so I think, like I said, they gave me a lot of experience and confidence to play after. And then I finished with the Davis Cup, and I started to play again in the Central Court of Australia. So and just a lot of experience that came in, and I think now I feel ready, to play in this kind of matches, and I really want to be able to play.
You must enjoy all the love you're getting from all the Italians in America, everywhere, just not Italians in America, everywhere. I mean, every match you have, they're waving Italian flags, Italian chants, everything.
Yeah, I love all the crowds that's coming to support for me, but I also like to play in US, because I did my best result in New York. I played very good in the US. Now I'm first time in the fourth round in a Masters 1000 here in Miami, so I think the US is the place for me, I would say. Okay. But I'm just like you said, it's fun also to have all these Italians coming to watch you, and I'm happy for them to enjoy the matches.
Best of luck in your next match.
Thank you.